Welcome to episode 2292 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode of our series, Recharge Your Meditation Ritual. Congratulations. I honor you so much for all you're doing for yourself. There are many things you could turn to when you feel stress or when you want a little more clarity or a little more focus or peace. Here you are doing what science reveals to us more and more is one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself as you create a meditation ritual that I hope will last a lifetime. This episode is sponsored by, as always, the Sip and Om meditation app. And this is for you. If you've gone through this series and you feel like you're ready for a little more, if you would like to be guided through half-hour meditation experiences, the Sip and Om meditation app is where you can find additional support. You can go more deeply into a weekly theme. You receive a weekly journal customized especially for the theme, as well as a slowdown guide with the tips, the techniques that I share with you through each series that you can keep forever. And on this guide, you will also find additional tips such as an herbal tea and a yoga posture to really focus on to support you as you go through a series. So again, the Sip and Om meditation app, you can try it for a full series, 7 days, absolutely free. Well, as you get ready to be guided in the final episode of this week's series, know that as you go through your meditation ritual, you'll have ups and downs, highs and lows, just as you experience as you go through your life. Your meditation ritual mirrors your life. And as you meditate and sit down each day, showing up for yourself, allow yourself to be exactly as you are. Not trying to force yourself to be instantly calm if you're not really feeling calm that day. Know that if you're feeling anxious or fearful or sad, know that you're going to work with this emotion, and that's why you show up for yourself every day. It's the place to process your emotions. And you will notice as well that you might go through spells where you don't meditate. You don't show up for yourself for maybe several days, several weeks, several months, even several years. It has happened to me. It has happened to many longtime meditators that I know. Some people are so disciplined, they start meditating and they never stop. But for many people, and this was definitely my situation, I didn't start meditating naturally. In fact, it took me 2 years to make my way down to a meditation cushion, close my eyes, and sit for longer than 5 minutes. But I did it. And I would maybe meditate once a week. And then I would meditate on certain days, and then I would get busy and forget, and then I would feel all frustrated and distracted and think, oh, I need to do that meditation again. So then I would sit down and meditate again. And this took me a little while to create a ritual that was consistent. And then I've gone through many times where I wasn't able to meditate. The more you can show up for yourself, whether you're actually sitting in stillness and meditating, the more your meditation ritual will become an integral part of your life. So go gently on your meditation journey allow yourself to not meditate perfectly every time. Show up in some way for yourself. Maybe you're going to write in your journal. Maybe you're going to sit and have some tea and do a breathing technique. Maybe the best you can do one day is to repeat an affirmation as you take a shower, or to review your day in reverse as you go to bed at night on one of those nights where you just can't seem to fall asleep. And that is actually what you're going to be guided to do today. One of the most powerful habits you could acquire along with your meditation ritual is to review your day in reverse and to review your week in reverse. The Dalai Lama, who is one of the world's top meditators, and many successful people, business people, sports stars, superstars from all kinds of fields do this one technique where you, at the end of the day, review your day in reverse. And this is where you are in bed, getting ready to go to sleep, or you're seated meditating, and you reflect back over your day and you think about those moments during the day that stand out, that are still on your mind, that were difficult. And you think about what you could have done to improve the situation, or how you could have acted differently, without shame, without blame, simply with awareness on how you could live your life better, how you could improve yourself. And then review your big wins for the day, those times when you did something that made a big difference for yourself or for someone else. Those times when you felt joy and peace, those are times to celebrate. And that's what you're going to be guided through right now. So as you get ready to do your final session on how to recharge or create your meditation ritual, I invite you to do one more thing. If you could meditate outside as often as possible, this will really take your meditations to the next level. Even if you sit in your home near a door or window and open it, feel the elements outside. We are part of nature. If it's hot, feel the heat. Adapt and adjust. If it's cold, again, maybe bundle up and feel the cold and allow yourself to work with it, just like you work with stress. So close your eyes and gently elevate them upward. Begin to relax your body, noticing where you're holding on to tension right now. Notice how you're feeling. Name your emotion. Now it's time to begin to notice how you lived your life this week. Maybe you showed up every day. Maybe you weren't able to, but here you are now. Celebrate this moment. As you reflect over your week, notice those times that were difficult. Maybe you tried something and it didn't go well. Maybe there was a time when you regretted something you said or did. Think about what you would do differently. Not judging yourself, accepting yourself, wanting to improve your life. Now celebrate those lessons that you just learned as you reflected on how you lived your life during the difficult moments this week. Now is your time. I invite you now to reflect on the times this week that went well. You may have noticed meditation benefiting you, or you did a technique that did just the trick when you were feeling stressed. Maybe you helped someone. Maybe you were productive. Notice who you were with. What triggered this moment of joy or peace or clarity in your life? Beautiful. You may have many moments you'd like to celebrate. Now is your time to sit in stillness and allow these beautiful sensations you've created to seep into your soul. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Recharge, your meditation ritual, with you. You are so worth slowing down for.